You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne Victory kicks off the A-League finals on Friday evening with a home elimination final against the Wellington Phoenix. The winner will book a spot in the qualifying final against either Perth Glory or Sydney FC. Phoenix might want to avoid playing Perth Glory if it manages to beat Victory after suffering a 5-0 thrashing at the hands of the Premier's Plate winner last weekend. Despite that heavy loss, Phoenix coach Mark Redan says his team is more focused on the finals and blooding new young talent than a result in the past.
We're preparing for Victory, and it's all about finals football. This is all about the bigger picture. And as far as I'm concerned, like I said, we did what we needed to do. We've got the minutes into the players that need to get the minutes. Positives, two young boys made their starting debuts from our academy as well. No problem for me. It's all about finals football.
The other elimination final takes place on Sunday evening when a resurgent Adelaide United takes on Melbourne City. In the NRL on Friday, top of the table Melbourne Storm goes up against the Cronulla Sharks, looking to keep pace with fellow ladder leader the Sydney Roosters. Cameron Smith goes into the match amid speculation he may come out of representative retirement for the State of Origin series later this season. A series of injuries to key players in the Queensland lineup has led to speculation Smith might be encouraged to play. His coach at Melbourne Storm, Craig Bellamy, says he'd have no problems with Smith deciding to slip back into a Queensland jumper.
If Cameron wanted to play Origin again, you know, he'd do so with our blessing, or with my blessing anyway. I imagine the club would feel the same. You know, for what he's done for our club and what he's done for the game in general, if that's what he wanted to do, you know, like I say, I wouldn't stand in his way.
Smith sealed his place as one of the greatest to play NRL earlier this season by becoming the highest ever point scorer in the competition. The Roosters, meanwhile, will take on the West Tigers on Saturday evening. In the AFL this weekend, the Greater Western Sydney Giants continue their tradition of playing matches in their second home of Canberra. The Giants take on St Kilda at Marnica Oval on Saturday afternoon. GWS received a boost during the week when star midfielder Josh Kelly extended his deal to remain at the club until the end of the 2021 season. Kelly says one of the reasons he decided to stay was the opportunity to win an AFL premiership with the club, which played its first game in the AFL just 7 years ago.
Now it's just exciting. We're in a position where, you know, we've got a great playing group, great coaching staff. The whole club's a really good place to be. So I'm excited about what's ahead, you know, as soon as this year and pushing for finals and you know, hopefully the ultimate goal of a premiership, and looking forward to doing that further down the track as well.
Canberra will always have a special place in Giants history. The club recorded its first ever victory there against fellow expansion side the Gold Coast Suns in 2012. SBS has live coverage of the English Premier League this weekend with just 2 weeks remaining in the season. The coverage of Bournemouth's clash with Tottenham gets underway at 9 p.m. on Saturday evening. But most attention is likely to be on the ladder leader Manchester City and title rival Liverpool. City plays Leicester on Tuesday morning, but will learn a lot about its title hopes on Sunday morning. That's when Premier League fans will find out if second-place Liverpool can bounce back from its 3-0 UEFA Champions League defeat to Barcelona and defeat Newcastle at St James's Park to stay in the title race. In Super Rugby this weekend, all four Australian franchises are in Week 12 action. The Queensland Reds kick it off with the home game against Japanese side the Sunwolves on Friday evening. The Melbourne Rebels are on the road at the Wellington Hurricanes on Saturday afternoon. Then the ACT Brumbies meet the Auckland Blues in Canberra at 7:45 p.m. before the action shifts over to South Africa, where the New South Wales Waratahs meet the Sharks. And finally, in Super Netball, it's week two of the competition, with defending champion the Sunshine Coast Lightning looking to bounce back after last weekend's loss to Collingwood. The Lightning travels to Perth to play the West Coast Fever on Saturday afternoon. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.